This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that cities like Mumbai and Thane should be future-ready for creating Viksit Bharat. Highlighting various infrastructure projects in the Mumbai metropolitan region, including Atal Setu, Mumbai Metro and Coastal Road, the Prime Minister stated that these projects will not only ease the lives of people, but also promote industry and create new employment opportunities. He inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for several significant metro and road projects in Thane this evening. Among the key inaugurations was the BKC to REGVLR section of Mumbai Metro Line 3, valued at approximately 14,120 crore rupees. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for the Thane Integral Ring Metro Rail project, set to be built at a cost of around 12,200 crore rupees, and the elevated Eastern Freeway extension from Chidanagar to Anandnagar in Thane, worth approximately 3,310 crore rupees. He also laid the foundation stone for Phase 1 of the Navi Mumbai Airport Influence Notified Area, or NENA project, valued at around 2,550 crore rupees, as well as a high-rise administrative building for the Thane Municipal Corporation to be constructed at a cost of 700 crore rupees. Earlier, the Prime Minister launched various initiatives related to the agricultural and animal husbandry sector worth around 23,300 crore rupees in Vashim. He also inaugurated the Banjara Virasat Museum in Pohra Devi, which underlines the rich heritage of the Banjara community. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and other dignitaries were also present on the occasion. Voting has ended for the single-phase assembly elections in Haryana for 90 constituencies. 61% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. 1,031 candidates were in the fray. Voting was held at a total of 20,632 polling stations set up across the state. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar has said that SAARC is not progressing because meetings have not been held in recent years. He said this is due to one member engaging in cross-border terrorism against at least one other member. He stressed that this situation makes it difficult for SAARC to function normally. He said this while interacting with the media during the Sardar Patel Lecture on Governance organized by the IC Center for Governance in New Delhi today. He remarked that terrorism is something which is unacceptable, noting that if one of the neighbors continues to do it, there cannot be business as usual in SAARC. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterway Sarbanand Sonowal today held a meeting with leading archaeologists, museologists and historians of India in New Delhi. The meeting focused on a collaborative approach to documenting and celebrating India's ancient maritime history. During the meeting, Mr. Sonowal said that India's maritime history is not just a legacy of the past, but it is a guiding light for the future. The minister also announced the commencement of the Indian Maritime Heritage Conclave, scheduled for mid-December. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully conducted 3 flight tests of the 4th generation very short-range air defence system at the Pokhran field firing ranges in Rajasthan. The tests conducted in the last 2 days were carried out against high-speed targets, demonstrating very critical parameters of maximum range and maximum altitude interception. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has congratulated the DRDO and the armed forces and the industry involved in the successful development trials. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today promised to remove the 50% cap on reservations and conduct a caste-based survey in the country. Addressing the Samvidhan Samman Sammelan in Kolhapur, Maharashtra, Mr. Gandhi described these 2 steps as crucial for safeguarding the Indian constitution. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia won by 6 wickets against Sri Lanka in a Group A fixture in Sharjah. Earlier, Sri Lanka set a target of 94 runs before Australia. The defending champions clinched victory with 34 balls to spare. In the second match, England will take on Bangladesh in a Group B fixture at 7:30 p.m. at Sharjah. And that is the end of this news bulletin.